Approaching the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus public health emergency in Massachusetts on Wednesday, there is optimism as new COVID-19 cases fall and vaccinations increase. In Springfield, the weekly tally of new COVID-19 cases continues to decline from the peaks of earlier this winter.
The numbers are skewing better.
Speaking at his weekly COVID-19 response briefing, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said there were 391 new confirmed cases of the disease last week, down from 414 the week before. Springfield recorded 4,496 cases last December, 4,342 in January, and 2,170 last month.
We're headed in the right direction. We can't let our guard down. We must stay ever vigilant, and we'll continue to work together, and soon someday we won't have to wear these masks.
Six more deaths were attributed to COVID-19 in Springfield last week, bringing the total number of city residents to die since the pandemic started to 224. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Monday said people who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can gather together privately without face coverings or social distancing. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris said she hopes Massachusetts adopts the CDC guidelines.
But I would recommend that we continue to follow the Massachusetts guidance as it is put out so that we are all doing the same level of intervention in the Commonwealth.
Colton-Harris said people should still adhere to the rules about face masks and distancing when in public, regardless of vaccination status.
But as more and more people get vaccinated, the federal government, state, and local will relax restrictions to the point that we will know exactly how we should behave publicly.
More than 2 million vaccine doses have been administered in Massachusetts. Sarno said his administration, along with the city's legislative delegation, continues to lobby the state to allocate vaccines for Springfield to operate neighborhood clinics. He said these would be for city residents who are unable to get to the large-scale vaccination site the state set up at the Eastfield Mall.
Especially affecting our brown and black populations and underserved or hard to reach populations.
The City Health Department this Friday plans to vaccinate eligible residents of the Springfield Housing Authority. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.